Hey there, everybody. Have you ever wondered to yourself, man, I wish I could find somebody to cuddle with. Man, I wish I knew when to go pee during the movies. I wish I could rate a public toilet. If you have ever wondered if there's an app for that, hey, you're in luck, because there is. Also, Alexa is giggling at you. What? All that and more. Remember,
this is not a drill.
It's like arterial spray just straight up their face.
Batteries are dead. He's still going, folks.
Goof, do it again! Nope!
Yep.
I would leave my wife and child for this place.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast, This Is Not a Drill, where we talk about the unknown and we make it known. I, as always, am Stat. I am joined here by Chris Danger.
Hello!
Unfortunately, last week, our bunker was overrun with the sound of soap being shaved, so we are today coming to you from Jabba's Palace.
Woo!
Chris is decked out in a metal bikini.
Dude, it's my favorite piece of casual homeware attire. So you caught me at a bad time. You said we need to come over to the palace, and I'm here.
Just watch out for that giant slug's tongue. Oof. Sneaking over your shoulder right there.
Sneaking.
Ugh. Okay. Really quick, we're just going to go ahead and get started. We have a great, great episode for you tonight. First of all, Chris, how was your last week? How have you been?
Good.
Give us a little update.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been good. A lot.
He's struggling for words.
It's... life is good. I have to remind myself that it could be worse, but then it always reminds me that it could be better. No, it was fine. A lot of work, a lot of hours, just trying to balance that and sleep and get everything done. And yeah, so it was good.
Cool. Cool.
Just how was yours?
My week was great. My wife and I just decided to sign up for a cruise. That is in 168 days from now.
Oh, it moved up.
Yeah, well, because I told you about it like 4 days ago, so yeah.
Time has gone by.
Yeah, so, oh. So there's going to be less days now. Yeah, no, we're going to like the very far eastern regions of the Caribbean. We're super excited. So yeah, pretty excited. Also, I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter.
Wait, so you're going to the... I thought you were originally going to the Caribbean in December.
Yeah, that's when it is.
Oh, it's only 100 and some odd days. There's no way.
That's like July. 260 yeah, something days. Okay. That sounds... Oh, that's depressing.
Do you,
oh, shoot.
Your time is literally doubled.
Yeah.
That's why I was worried, because I remember you telling me, you're like, oh, it's going to be in December. And I thought, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Go to the Caribbean in the middle of a Utah, you know, winter. That makes perfect sense. Now you're like, it's 164 days. And I'm like, that's like July.
Oh, shoot.
No.
Yeah, I was not calculating my days right.
Did you forget to plug it into your Excel sheet?
Yeah, that was it. My formula was off. Oh, man. What's funny is I do have a Google sheet, though, where I'm tracking all my cruise plans and expenses.
Stop.
True story. Ask my wife. real quick, before we get started, we do have one more thing that we need to talk about, because sitting right here in front of us are a pair of delicious... looking sodas.
I don't even know what it is.
No, I don't know what it is either.
What was the title of this one? It's blue.
So really quick, so everybody kind of understands, we went to this place called Sodalicious. We love that place.
Love is an understatement. Mm. Like, I would leave my wife and child for this place. Really? No, but I do love this.
Yeah, it's called Sodalicious. It's based here, right?
Yeah.
It's like a local thing. And so we went through the drive-thru and we just said, hey, give us two mystery drinks. So they wrote it down on a piece of paper, which is what you hear crinkling right now.
Or is that you, just you from the ASMR episode?
Yeah, that's just some spillover. This is some lost footage.
I'm going to
look at the titles without looking at the ingredients. One is called a blue bomb.
That's the one I have.
Yeah, because yours is blue.
Obviously, like, it's like blue Smurf screen. Yeah.
It looks like the ooze from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I was thinking it looks like a Baja Blast or like Smurf pee.
That's better. Yeah, and mine, and I'm not gonna read it again. It's not me, it's you. That's the name of the drink. It's not me, it's you.
One of the things I love about Sodalicious is that they have some of the most clever names, because you're like, that doesn't tell me what's in the drink, but I want it anyways. Yeah. Like, it's not me, it's you. But yeah, maybe it's the perfect breakup drink.
Yeah, it's totally.
Like what you give her.
What'd you give me?
Him.
It's not me, it's you.
It's not me, it's you. Bye.
What?
Did he just break up with me?
He broke up with me with a soda? Oh my
gosh.
At least he gave me a soda. And the one we had last week was called A Second Wife, which is a pretty clever title for being here in Utah.
Second Wife. Yeah, it was The Second Wife. And that one, what did they say was in it?
Hold on, I have it right here. So last week we were on another episode, and we'll give a shout out to the John Lyon podcast.
Yeah.
That's the title, right? John Lyon podcast. So go look him up on Instagram. We're, you know, friends and followers and whatever else. But we were on his podcast, and we brought along Sodalicious, and we had a second wife, which according to what the guy told us tonight, Mele Kaliki Mock, what was his name?
I don't.
That's a song. That's not his name. That was unintentional. Shoot. Second Wife has blood orange in it and mango with a Mountain Dew base.
Yeah.
So Mountain Dew with blood orange and mango. It was all right. It was really sweet.
It was.
It was tasty though, because I usually get Mountain Dew with blood orange and almond.
Yeah.
So it was very similar to what I usually get.
It was a sugar dose that I haven't had since I was a child.
It was a lot. And then we got an AK special, which is Dr. Pepper, coconut and vanilla, and they made it with what they call extra dirty, which is, I'm guessing, lime
and like cream
and cream. It's like real, like heavy cream, like whipping cream kind of. And that was pretty good.
It had, what I liked about it was it had that Dr. Pepper spice, and it kind of like lingered, and so you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
It was like Dr. Pepper with the 24th flavor.
Sodalicious has cracked the code, and they've added the 24th flavor, maybe a 25th flavor.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was delicious.
So, okay. So back to ours. Tonight we got a Blue Bomb, which is in front of you, and I have a, it's not me, it's you. So why don't you, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Give it a sip.
Ooh.
Get that ASMR spillover from last episode.
Huh. This is interesting.
What do you think is in it? Cause I have it in front of me.
I think I'm gonna rip this
so you can.
I think there's. Here, it's got to be like a coconut base or like not a coconut base. It's Mountain Dew.
Oh dang!
With a coconut.
Okay.
Twist and then, I don't know. I'm missing the third piece.
There's actually four. So you got four. You got the base right. It's Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
And you got coconut right.
Coconut.
That's props to you. But in all fairness, I think coconut's a really easy flavor to.
This is delicious.
You like it?
This is the drink I want to drink. Middle of a summer's morning, Saturday summer's morning, doing nothing, and I'm just sipping this on my front porch. This is wonderful, actually.
Is it one of those that you have to sip slowly and enjoy it?
Yeah,
you can't just chug.
No, this isn't a chugging one.
So, do you want to know what's in it? Should I tell you?
Yeah. What are the other two?
So it's Mountain Dew base with coconut and passion fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And blue, and I hope I'm saying this right, blue curacao.
I have no idea.
Which is if I'm not mistaken, I may have to look this up later. It's like a citrusy. It's like something from Brazil. I think it's a fruit or a citrus something, but it's blue curacao. It's like blue sour, basically. That's what probably why it's blue.
It's not that sour. It's actually really really sweet, and I like that a lot. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Well, maybe you found a new one. So here's mine. I could do a little.
Hold on. It's gross. It's gross listening to you drink.
Hold on, I can't say, but there's something stuck in the straw. There's something. I wasn't expecting that. It's good. There's something like goopy in it.
Is it like
sometimes they put fruit puree, and there's little seeds.
So what kind of puree would that be?
Oh boy, because it tastes like, you know what it tastes like, is raspberry jam.
It's raspberry puree.
Shut up, for real.
Dude, like for real. It's raspberry puree. That's the base. Congratulations.
Dude, I'm so good. I think it's Dr. Pepper. No, it's Coke.
False.
Is it Dr. Pepper?
It's Pepsi. Oh, wow. You've just let down.
I know.
We were talking about this. Statler came over to my house for dinner. We were talking about the difference between Coke and Pepsi. And he goes, I actually prefer the Pepsi.
Let me tell you why one more time. So growing up, my mom was diabetic, And so, sorry, I'm like, it's really, really sweet. I got like raspberry puree all up in my mouth.
All up in this mouth.
So my mom was diabetic, and so she always had Diet Coke. That was her drink of choice, Diet Coke. And my dad, growing up, would drink real Pepsi. So the really sweet stuff. And as a kid, I didn't know that one was diet and one was real. I just knew that one was Pepsi and one was Coke. So in my head growing up, and still to this day, I think of Coke as being not as tasty, not as delicious as Pepsi. So I'm more of a Pepsi guy, I think, for that reason, because I just grew up thinking, man, Pepsi tastes so much better than Coke does, and it's because I was drinking Diet Coke. And for those of you like my wife and probably your wife from Georgia who say, well, you can't taste the difference. Yeah. I think you can. You totally can. is there anything else in here that I'm missing?
On. Yeah, one more.
Okay, but one more.
Whose wife were you impersonating? My wife or your wife?
No, it was just an amalgamation of both of them.
Oh.
It was just the stereotypical Georgian, came out here, married a guy that lives in Utah.
Did you just insult wife. All women from Georgia? And that's cool. You're missing
was
one.
Was that insulting?
No. You're missing one okay. flavor.
I'll give it. Hold on. I got to get. Oh my gosh.
You're getting
my straw's too far down in the cup, and it's like nothing but raspberry jam down there.
That's got to be, it's puree.
Hold on. So Pepsi. With, I'm going to guess, like probably something pretty plain like vanilla or coconut.
Hey! Is it vanilla? Vanilla!
Is it really? Yeah, boy. Cool.
Dude, 303, man. Solid.
Yeah. No, this is good.
I got to step my game up.
It tastes like, it really does taste like raspberry jam.
Uh-huh.
I mean, puree, basically the same thing, right? But that's what it tastes like. It tastes like, and you can tell it's kind of Pepsi and Coke, or, you know, whatever.
Give me some of that.
Yeah, try it, man.
Here, I want to take the blue bolt thing or whatever. Yep. Ooh, they should have a drink called Wife Swap. They should. You're gonna have a drink called. They have a drink called like what we got last week, Second Wife. Right. That's already iffy in a great title. But then they also have one like your mom, and I have a sister who gets that drink, and she always says, "I want to get the your mom extra dirty," and that just sounds bad.
Oh yeah. Oh, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Ooh, hot damn!
You can taste the raspberry in it, right? It tastes like.
This is way better. My drink was good. This is
yeah.
This is like this should be top shelf. Like so delicious should start selling by the shelf.
Pay extra for the raspberry puree.
That's good.
Okay. So we'll be sipping on these throughout the episode. Chris.
Yeah.
Have you ever downloaded an app to your phone and you just thought, what in the world am I doing with this app? Like, why would anybody, like, this is a silly, bizarre, crazy, why would anybody in their right mind use this app? Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, every time. Every app.
I downloaded Instagram and man.
Actually, true story. So this is probably like 6-7 years ago. And I'm sorry if my timeline's a little off, but I remember some people at work talking about this app called Tinder, right? And everyone knows it now, whatever. I didn't know what it was, so I totally downloaded it and then like made this profile before I fully understood what it was. had a couple of people at work that ended up like finding me on there. And again, I had it for all of like 3 hours. Cause I was like, what the,
this time?
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, delete.
You just find people to hang out with. That's what it's for, right?
Nope. Well, Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
And so I like, you know, I realized the error of my ways. I'm like, oh. And so I delete it, turn it off, right? Whatever. Don't think anything of it. And then like that next Monday, I have some people at work going, is this you?
They found
is
your this, profile.
Is everything okay? Yeah. They're like, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, just, I didn't understand what I was doing. So that's probably one of the few apps where I was like, what? Like,
at least you didn't download. What's that other one? At least you didn't download Grindr.
Grindr. And that's only because Grindr's Grindr's for...
Yeah.
For gays.
It is.
And that would be a much different kind of conversation to have with my wife. Oh, yeah. I didn't fully understand
what I think it would be more awkward, though, if you had to have the conversation with your wife, because that means she probably found you on there. And what is she doing browsing Grindr?
That's a good point. I'm going to ask
I'd be more worried about her. At that point, like, forget what you're doing on there. What is she doing on there?
Yeah. Or Kate, somebody at work who's like, hey.
Yeah. So speaking of, so tonight, here's why I asked you the question. Tonight, what we want to do is talk about just some bizarre apps. And some of these are old. Like some of these were like in, they're released in 2008 and they lasted a day and then they were banned from the App Store, the iTunes App Store and Google Play. Like they were just straight up like, nope, a day later taken down. Some of these are pretty recent. Some of these are even still up. You can go and download these right now. So we'll put links in the, you know, description and everything. But speaking of I almost said Grindr again, Tinder.
You brought Grindr.
I might have a problem. Yeah. Speaking of those dating apps, there's one that I wanted to talk about for a little bit. It's called Cuddler. Cuddler. And it follows the same motif. It leaves out the E, so it's C-U-D-D-L-R. Cuddler. What? Take a guess. What would you think that app is for? If I downloaded Cuddler, what am I doing with
hold
it?
Hold on. I want to come up with a clever description of what I think is in my head. It is the Uber. It's an Uber app meets Tinder. But the only thing is you're getting people to just cuddle with you.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, that is straight up it.
So hold on. Do you have to go to their place? Do they come to your place? Is it like a pick up and cuddle in the parking lot?
I think you just slide right into the DMs and that's what you figure out with them. You just work that out.
You just slide into the DMs. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So Cuddler, I don't know if that one's still available. I just saw it and I was like, how ridiculous. And I love that you mention Tinder because if you want you don't want to go as far as Netflix and chill, you just want to like Netflix and spoon, download Cuddler
if you want,
because that's what it's made for. It's
wait,
for
is that one still active though?
I don't know. You should. Oh, it says in
you
my notes
should,
here.
Don't
it,
tell me.
No, listen. In my notes here, it says it's only on iOS, and I have an Android. You have an iPhone, and
I'm
so
not.
It says only on iOS. So you have to look it up.
I'll look it up.
The ball is in your court.
I'll look it up. I'm not gonna download. Well, maybe I will, and I'll just have Taylor sit there with me.
Okay. Next on the list, and some of these apps that I wrote down, some of these like actually have any use, and I kind of want to end on those because those are a little more serious. But the next one I wanted to talk about is, it's called I Am a Man.
I am a man.
Should we have you just guess what all these are based on their titles?
Yeah, I like
I am
this.
A man. Okay, so it's called I Am a Man. I'll give you a hint. It's in the, if you look at the categories like games and productivity and like, you know, if you look at the categories for the apps, it's in the productivity section. And I'll even give you one more hint. Actually, what do you think it is so far? If you need another hint, I'll give you one. It's called I Am a Man. It's in the productivity section.
See, my first thought was it's like one of those like bro workout ones where it's like, dude, bro, be a man, right? And okay. It's wake up, eat the right stuff, go work out, you know, be a man.
I am a man.
Man eats me. Now, but see, it's in productivity. I don't know.
I'll give you another hint. It's a way to track on a calendar certain events.
Hookups. It's logging one night stands or something like that. That's what it is. It's a gross misogynistic
a way
app.
To track your conquests, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Your conquests.
It's super where, misogynistic.
Where, yeah, where yeah. I knew guys in high school, I knew guys at college, you know, they took a trophy from their quote unquote conquest, yeah. Right? They had this like trophy they had their own collection. It was whatever, right? Like I don't want to be gross, but Is that what it is? It's the conquest app, basically.
Great guess.
Super wrong.
Super wrong. Well,
good. Well, is it better or worse? That's my concern now.
I think it's better. I don't really. I still don't think it's a good app. Like it's not something that like a respect. Like not something that you want to be caught using at the same time. But I don't think it's as bad as what you thought it was.
Dude, the anticipation is killing me.
Okay, so it's called I'm a Man. It's $1.99. It's still available on iOS and the Google Play Store. It allows you to track your girlfriend or your wife's menstrual cycle.
Oh, gross. I'm done. Why is it be a man?
And here's the reason. I don't know. I don't know why they picked that title. Maybe because there's so many apps out there for the women to use, but there's nothing out there for the men to use. Maybe. Like, what if I want to get in on this calendar logging action?
I don't want to track anyone's cycle.
Maybe. Well, Sounds like something you could have a lot of fun with in an Excel spreadsheet.
No, I couldn't.
So the description says
it's wrong. This is wrong.
It allows you to avoid misunderstandings and save money on dates. Was the description. Again, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that that's an app. It's out there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Would you ever use that?
No.
Would you ever want your wife to know that you're tracking her? Like, that's weird, right?
There's actually one
I would lock that down. I'd put a passcode on that.
One of my favorite things in Parks and Recreation. Not that I'd use it. One of my favorite things in Parks and Recreation is they talk about how they have a whole couple episodes about how difficult it is for women to be in government, right? And they kind of like parody that, and they actually joke that a bunch of the men on the city council track some of the women's menstrual cycles.
Oh, geez.
And then you go, no, there's no way. And there's this one really old guy on the council who goes, well, you're not due for another 4 days. And you're kind of like,
knows.
Yeah, but you're kind of shocked because you're like, wait, she hasn't been here that long. But he has, but he's been tracked. Who else is he tracking? It's one of my favorites. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I guess it is what it is, but.
Yeah. There's a scene in The Office too, where Dwight.
Oh yeah, that's
tracks
right.
All their, yeah.
He's got.
I haven't seen Parks and Rec. That's the one. And I know you make that noise every time I say that. Do it again. I haven't seen Parks and Rec. Hey, Chris.
What?
I haven't seen Parks and Rec. So, okay, moving on. Moving on. I don't think we need to spend any more time with that app.
No, not at all.
Now you have one you want to talk about.
That app is probably only good for about 7 days.
Do you want some more of this? It's not me, it's you. I know you like that one. have a little bit more. You had an app that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Fill me in on that, because you only told me the name, and I am just dying to hear what you can do with it. So,
so I think I found this on Reddit. I can't remember.
Probably.
Exactly, probably. And I couldn't even tell you what subreddit I was on that I found it. But I was shocked and not shocked all at the same time, because it was more inquisitive. So it's this app, and I told you about it. And is it compatible with the?
It's not on Android, okay. As far as I saw.
And I don't know if it's
there's apps like it, but they're that not exact this one. Yeah, it's not there.
So this one is called Toiler, Toiler, and it's a image of a toilet paper roll, and basically it lets you rate toilet like. Rate public restrooms. And so I was like, what? So I downloaded it, because at first I thought there's no way this is a real app.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Yeah. What's the rating scale? Is it like
it's a one to five
toilets,
1 to 5 stars?
Yeah,
I think they're missing stars. Out. They should have toilets.
It should be toilets, or it should be squares of toilet paper.
Yeah,
how many square? Like, oh, I'll rate this 10 out of 10 squares.
Like, if it's a 1 square toilet, like restroom, like that, you're doing a crappy job.
maybe it's a single, double, triple ply.
Okay,
keep it coming.
Welcome to Potty Humor. This is not a potty humor podcast. but yeah, so I like get into it and I'm thinking, oh, this has been around for a while. There's not a single toilet rated in the US.
Not a one?
Not one.
What?
And so I it gives you this world map, right? Because it's the GPS stuff. And I find that they're just all over in Europe. Like, I'm talking like Bosnia, Slovakia. I'm looking at the map right now, and what looks like the Czech Republic and parts of Germany. And so I obviously can't really read this, but a couple of things that they rate them is one is smell, if it's clean or not. And this one actually cracked me up.
Yeah.
If it's modern or not. Like, if the restroom
is... The decor?
Well, I can only imagine it must be like a Roman pisser, right? Like, you're like, it's just a hole in the ground. And they're like, well
from some of those countries, like Bosnia, maybe some of their toilets. I don't know. I've never... Maybe they are. The Czech Republic. What are bathrooms like over there?
Here are some things that increase your rating, right? If it's a gas station. if it's handicap accessible, if they have men's and women's, if they have a hand washing station.
Yeah.
Like a sink.
Oh, yeah. And I'd give it a whole extra toilet just for that.
And then the fifth one, if it has Wi-Fi or not. And it's well, that's what I thought was so funny, because at dinner you said, oh, I can't use certain restrooms at work because the Wi-Fi doesn't go there. And so I am perplexed. Anyways,
you know, people from work are gonna listen to this. Now they're gonna know that when I use the restroom, might as well just come out and say it. When I pick the restrooms I go to at work, because certain ones have better service than others.
Wait, but what do you mean service?
Well, I actually mean phone service. Like, because I'm on, I'm not going to say it, but I'm on a different phone carrier than I think most people are. And I don't get any service in our building. And the Wi-Fi is not always great. It's super spotty. So can't depend on the Wi-Fi. I need to use a restroom that has great service to my actual phone. So I use one that's nearer to the edge of the building, because it reaches out into the ether better to grab the signal. I don't know how it works.
Into the ether.
Yeah. So there's no ratings here?
No, but so I'm going
to
start.
You need to add one.
I'm going to start doing that.
Can we rate your bathroom?
Please don't. Well, I mean, it'd be a 5-star bathroom. I just don't want people to show up at my bathroom. Like, I heard it's a 5-star. Can I put it up in here?
Public map.
It's like, no, I have 3 of them. Thank you. But, ooh, there's this one way out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, it's a. Most of the ones I keep finding are 0 out of 5 stars, but they show you what they have. Wi-Fi.
Are there comments? Like, do people leave actual reviews?
You can. I haven't found one that has a review. Again, I don't know.
To hear a Bosnian toilet review. Like, what a different world.
I haven't. That's the thing, though. I haven't found one that has like a review or a score, but they. Well, this one's 2 out of 5. Oh, let me read you this one.
Oh, hit me.
It's 2 out of 5. They gave it 2 stars for smell, 1.5 stars for clean, 2.5 stars for modern.
These are all out of five. Okay.
It has what I imagine is a coffee symbol, Wi-Fi, gas, handicap accessible, male, female, and a wash station. First off, one of them is super long, and it says disappointing.
It's all like old paragraph.
Yeah, disappointing. I entered this bathroom with high expectations, considering the entrance fee was $5.78.
No, they had to pay.
I thought I was going to get the best experience possible. Unfortunately, the amount of human feces was unacceptable. It gets better. The walls, sinks, and floors were all contaminated with a disgusting substance known as poop. This made it impossible to safely navigate the bathroom without obtaining any unwanted substances. In addition to the uncleanliness of the bathroom, it also contained an intoxicating smell. On the bright side, each stall was equipped with personal TVs, which was nice.
Okay.
Which was a nice addition, even if they were covered in poop. Recommend if you like the smell of turds. That was left by a username no_u, March 7th, 2018. There's no way that hasn't happened yet.
Oh yeah. Well, no. Today's the 8th.
Oh yeah. That's right. Today
is the that was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
That means. Think about how crazy this is for a second.
People are using this.
Think about how this app. And where was this? In Europe somewhere.
Somewhere in Europe. Yeah.
So think about what just happened. Some guy yesterday at the time of this recording, took a crap in a public restroom somewhere. And he went onto a computer that lives in his pocket, and he wrote about how the bathroom was covered in poop, and he posted it. And then fast forward a day later, and you just read about this man's experience. It just happened.
There's a couple other more. As far back as March 3rd, 2018. So just 4 days ago. I'm going to read you all. These are just like 4 or 5 words long. This one, it's thousands. 1 star. This one is titled WTF, 1 star, and it says it's literally thousands of miles away, ? Those two must be Americans, because that was one of my first questions. I was like, this is 5,000 kilometers away. Where is this toilet? Oh, and then I found it on the map. It's
does it have directions too? Like, can you click on a toilet and it guides you to it?
It has a button that says navigate there. Oh. Like, you can. But
well, that's a nice feature.
Listen to this one. This one, the title is terrible. 1 star. That's it. Just a title. This may be my favorite one. This is a 5-star review. 5-star review. Mm. We just heard.
So this is like the Cadillac of bathrooms.
No, this is the same bathroom we're talking about.
Oh, this is the same one.
Yeah.
These are all the same one?
This is all the same one.
Oh.
So the one who said disappointing
cleaned it up.
And talked about, well, that was, his was left March 5th. So between March 5th and March 7th of this year, we went from it was fun to disappointing. Disappointing was the really long, drawn out one. It was fun. They have two words. They said the subject is, it was fun, 5 stars. And the body of the post is, I pooped. like
5 stars.
5 stars. I pooped.
5 out of 5.
What kind of world though is it where you pay $5.78 to use a restroom?
Yeah, that is bizarre. That's
genius.
To me, that sounds. I don't want to say this in a derogatory way, but that sounds like a very European way of thinking, doesn't it? Like you would never find a bathroom that you pay for here in America. Would
it
you?
Would make sense. This seems to be in Europe.
Because European.
Well, this guy was Europe pooping. This is in. Let me find it. So it's. It looks like it's near Slovakia. It's in a city called Komarno. Komarno. I don't know. I can't pronounce any of these. Good job getting your 2 out of 5 star rating. But it's funny, though, because it says 2 out of 5 stars and that it's free. But some sucker paid $5 to use it. Oh, that's...
That is...
Anyways, this... I'm...
I love that app, and I wish there was
I'm gonna start. No, I'm going to start doing Android. It. Like, I'm going to start using it.
You should... Because there's not any around you yet. You need to start rating these. Be the change that you want to see in the world,
Chris. Oh, my gosh.
So,
Utah, here I come. I'm rating all your toilets.
That app, that specific app, Toiler, does not exist on Android. Android has some that are similar, but I found, so I was looking it up and I found one that's very similar. It's kind of like the same idea. It's called, and I think this one's only on Android. I might be mistaken though. It's called Places I've Pooped.
I just hope they're in buildings and in restaurants. It's not like
it lets you mark on a map where you have pooped, and it specifically says you do not have to use a toilet. It tells you in the description, oh, no. you can mark anywhere on a map. And it says
anywhere.
Mark where you do your do.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
So I might use that. I might just start logging the areas that I have marked.
Statler's marked territory. Oh my goodness.
Like an animal.
Is that what these apps are just making us into though? It's like going back to animalistic behavior.
I think so. I have a few more. There's 3 more I want to talk about, 3 more apps. The first one here, and this is crazy to me. This app was put up on the App Store, which is iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Like App Store, is that that's the name of it?
iTunes, the App Store, yeah.
The App Store. iApp. It's called, and it was called, because this was put up on August 5th of 2008, and it was banned on August 6th of 2008. It lasted a day. It was called I Am Rich.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about this one.
Yeah. This app, it was free to download, but once you, or maybe you had to pay for it up front, but either way, you had to pay $1,000 to unlock the app. And all it was a picture of a glowing red gem, and it said, congratulations, now you're rich. And it was a status symbol. So you pay $1,000 to unlock this thing. The crazy thing is the guy that uploaded it, he had 6 people pay for it before it was pulled the next day.
He made $6,000?
$6,000 in a day.
Good for him.
Yeah. Now, right? Capitalism. Mm. Now, fast forward, because what was that, 2008? So fast forward 10 years, okay, 9.5 years. And I looked on the Google Play Store, and there's a bunch of these similar apps. They're all called I Am Rich with different spaces and combinations of letters and things. I Am Rich. And it leads me to believe that the highest price you can put on an app on the Google Play Store is $399.99, because that's how much they all cost.
Uh-huh.
And I want to read about this one, because there's one called I Am Rich on the Google Play Store. It costs $399.99 to download. and this is the part that kills me, it has 50,000 downloads.
Well, 50,000 down. How much is it?
It's $400 times that by 50,000. I don't know if that means they all paid for it, but it looks like
$20 million.
Oh,
I hope they didn't.
Way too much.
I mean, good for that guy.
Yeah, right? And all it is a picture of a green gem. Like, there's, look at it.
Oh, that's all insane. It
is. I want to read you a review, though, because this blew my mind. This was, like, this is the best review I ever read. It's got a 4.0 rating.
Out of 5?
Yeah, so people like it.
Oh, my goodness.
This one is, this review, let me read this. It says,
I'm ready.
Wow, this app has it all. I used to live on the streets in downtown, unemployed. I used my $400 to purchase this app, which I earned by begging on the streets. Suddenly, magic happened. Multiple crates containing millions of dollars dropped from the sky. I took that money and I bought a $40 million house with no mortgage. This app even pays your taxes for you. Now, with all of my wealth, I have 20 girlfriends and I can flex the muscles on my eyebrows.
Wait, that may have been the best pause ever. Flex the muscles on my eyebrows.
Without this app, I'd be living on the streets like I did 2 years ago. I only rated it 4 stars out of 5 because this app, because while this app changes your life, $400 is way too cheap.
What? No. This guy had a bad trip on mushrooms. That's not, he's an idiot.
Oh, man.
No, that's a homeless man who somehow stole someone's phone.
Yeah. But it's crazy. Like, think about that. Like, that is capitalism at its finest. Hey, do you want a status symbol? Do you want a picture that says you spent a lot of money? Give me a lot of money. I'll give you a picture.
Well, isn't that just what, and I mean, everyone does it. Isn't that what buying clothes is about?
Yeah, at some point. Like, Supreme, the brand Supreme. All they do is put out these, and it's very basic. Their logo is just a red, like rectangle
with the word Supreme in it,
and
white font.
Yeah, put it on sweatshirts and pants and all sorts.
Same
of things.
Thing that Obey was. $600. Obey was that for the longest. It still is, right? It still is. But I mean, Nike has it. Everything is about the status. But just buying an app—that's stupid.
Yeah,
you're so dumb for doing that. So Statler, when are you going to buy that app?
Oh man. As soon as we sell all this Not a Drill merch that we have sitting around here.
The boxes and boxes of merch. Like, that person in that review said that they had boxes of money fall out of the sky. Was that it? Yeah. We have boxes of merch that have fallen out. No, we don't have any merch yet.
We do not have merch. We should get stickers. I'll put a sticker on my scooter.
I found this app called RunPee.
Dude.
It is free. Is that on your list?
It's on my list.
Oh, it's on your
Talk
list.
Talk about it. Talk about
Dude.
It.
Because here's the thing. I'm a huge moviegoer. I love going to the movie theaters, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things is I have a discipline where no matter how full or empty my bladder is, it is being empty right before the movie starts, right? Mm-hmm. And I go to the movie theater like half hour early, settle in, make sure everything's ready. But I refuse to leave the theater. And even having an app like this, I still wouldn't leave the theater. But basically, the premise of this app, and I'll just read it from this site I found. It says, wondering whether now is the time to relieve yourself of that red slushy you just sucked down? RunPee will tell you when you can run and pee without missing anything big in the movie. Incredibly weird, incredibly useful. The cost? Free. iOS and Android, and it has links to download. Like, I get that, but at the same time, I'm like, how do you know that? Like, in my head, it's the coordination that an app like that would have to know. Like, they'd have to know what the movie is first.
Yeah.
And structure. And I'm sure they have movies they can't do it for.
Well, I downloaded it.
What?
I have it right here on my phone. I'm looking at it right now. Because I was going to talk about this. It's blowing my mind that you... Did you just find this app?
I just did a quick Google search.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like it's like user-based reviews. Like, someone will watch the movie and then say, oh, at this point... So, here's an example. It says, for the movie Thor Ragnarok... 1 hour and 9 minutes. Oh, there's 3 P times, by the way. There's 3 P times. This is the second one. It says at 1 hour and 9 minutes into the movie, for 4 minutes long, and you will know when it happens because Hulk says, I love this line. Hulk says, Hulk like raging fire, Thor like smoldering fire. And when he says that line, you go, gotta go pee. Got 4 minutes.
I can pee. That's insane. Oh. I got, oh, and it gives you how long you have. I have 4 minutes and yeah, nothing
it says,
happens.
It says you have 4 minutes and you can sync it up to the start of the movie. If you press, if you press a button at a certain time, it'll like sync up to the actual movie. And it says approximately 1 minute before each P time. And that's capital P time.
P time
begins. Your phone will vibrate. So it buzzes and you go, oh, cool, I have one more minute. And then as soon as Hulk says, Hulk like raging fire, Thor like smoldering fire, you go, gotta go pee. Now's the time.
I love your Hulk impression. Mm. This like Mark Ruffalo should probably be worried about his future in the MCU.
That was
spot on. Like,
and you know me, I don't watch any of the Marvel movies, so I have no idea what he sounds like. I know he's big and green. So I assume he talks like a Neanderthal.
Yeah, I don't know. That's exactly how he talks. I forgot you haven't actually seen any of them.
Does he really talk like
that's
that?
Exactly,
are you pulling my leg?
No, that's exactly how he talks.
I had no idea. It's funny because people will probably be like, no, you're making that up. You've seen it. I really haven't. No. I have no idea. No. Yeah, P Time. That's one of those apps that I was saying at the start. That's kind of a serious app. Like, it sounds silly, but... You could use that.
Well, I think it comes... The conversation you and I had was it's practical, right? Like, yeah. there's a practical use for that. There's not a practical use for I am rich.
Yeah,
stupid.
Right.
Stupid.
Oh, man.
Did you... how about this one? Cat paint.
What is it?
Cat paint.
Cat paint.
You know what the picture needs? More cat. Cat paint helps you add more cat. That's all you do. You just take a picture and you put a picture of a cat on it.
Like Photoshop, but all you can insert is a cat.
That's all you can do. I bet you can't colorize or anything. It's just, nope, nope. Oh, hey, how about this one? Car matey. Forgot where you parked your car? This app will tell you in a pirate voice.
Car-matey. Oh, because car-matey.
You done lost your car. Have you lost your car? It's in the parking lot.
Your car swimming with the fishes now.
It's swimming with the fishes down in Davy Jones's locker. No, you've busted me for doing this at work. I park somewhere. I totally forget where.
Yeah.
And so Chris tries to
give me rides sometime, and we'll walk out into the parking lot, and he has no idea where he's parked. And it happens like days in a row. Like,
yeah. The other day as I was leaving, it was just by myself. I had parked in a different row than I normally do, which was again every day. And I was the idiot walking around the parking lot with their little car key fob, you know, yeah. Waiting for it. And I was like, man, where is it? And I went up one row, went up another row, and I'm trying to set the alarm off. Nothing's happening. Finally, I just went, my car's been stolen. Like, it's a 2007 Toyota Corolla. Who's going to steal that?
Yeah, that's the only logical explanation for it, though. Yep. It's not there. It's gotten been stolen.
It's been stolen. Sure enough, it was the furthest row away, and I just didn't think I'd parked that far because I'm an idiot.
So I got two more that I want to, we'll wrap these apps up after talking about these two. There's one that I think is a neat idea, but it's kind of, it's bordering on the line of like, I don't know. It's
murder.
I'm
confused. I don't actually know where it's borderline on.
So, I just thought it was a cool idea, and I like the way they approach it. And it has to do with sex. But
yes,
barring that, I like the idea. I think it's a clever idea. So the app is called Let's Try It. It's an app that you download with your significant other, and both of you get a little code, and it's like a unique code just for you two. And it starts asking you questions about what you would be willing to
like
do.
Like a survey question, right?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. It's like, okay. Yes or no. Would you, and it starts off pretty basic. Like, do you want, again, kind of mature, but do you want more eye contact from your partner? Like during sex, right? Do you want more?
Couldn't tell if I'm getting eye contact now. It's all in the dark.
just kidding. So you would say maybe. You would answer maybe to that. Sometimes.
I would probably say, I'd say sure. Not going to be able to see them. But, wait, but, is it eye contact from me to
them? Yeah, like
or
from
them
your partner,
to me?
From your partner.
I just like to be watched.
No, just you in a mirror. You just, do you want to look gross at yourself?
Yeah. Gross.
But no, but it asks all these questions like, do you want more eye contact? You, and I only briefly looked at it. I downloaded it, but I looked at all the screenshots and it says like, do you want more eye contact? Do you want more like vocal cues and things? And then it starts to ask, you know, other things like, would you be willing to do, you know, X, Y, or Z with your significant other.
Dirty stuff.
But what I like about it, and like I said, like it's a mature topic, but I love the idea because what happens is your significant other takes the same survey and answers yes or no to things. And then using that unique code it gave both of you, it syncs up your survey results and it only tells each of you what you both said yes to.
Okay.
And again, like, I get it. Like people are hearing this and going like, oh my gosh. But it, I don't know. It, like I said, I like the idea behind it. Like, I think that's, it's a smart idea. It just happens to be about this more mature topic that.
What's wrong with our society though, that like two consenting partners can't just talk to each other about what they want to do?
It's not, but it's embarrassing. And it goes back to like inhibitions and stuff. And I mean, and you can talk about it with super basic terms. Like when I was like dating girls and stuff, like I'd say in my head, I'd be like, dang, I want to kiss her. Right. And that's innocent. Like that's not anything that's like, ooh,
I want to suck face.
Yeah. But, but that, like, those are the thoughts that I have in my head. But as a teenage boy, you can't just ask the girl. Cause like, what if she says no? And then she'll go tell her friends and that's embarrassing. And everyone's going to make fun of you at school the next day. Cause you're still like, you know, and those same kind of ideas translate to adulthood also. Like, I'm married to my wife. We're married for 4 years now. And I don't know, but some of that stuff's weird because I don't want to be like, well, hey, what if I am into X, Y, and Z? We're, like you said, two consenting adults. Why can't we talk about it? Well, because maybe she'll be weirded out. Maybe that's weird for her. Maybe she does want to.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And the last thing I need is my wife to think I'm weird because I'm locked down. I don't have any other shot.
What I do is I just like look up something on my phone and I go, honey, you like this? No? Okay. Delete browser history.
Cool, because I don't either.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird. I found it on Reddit and I wasn't sure. Like,
would you ever want to do this sometime?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
Well, good, because I don't want that in my house.
I was just checking.
Anyway, that app, if you guys want to get adventurous, I guess, that app is called Let's Try It. Like I said, I really like the idea. I wish that same kind of thing could be applied more, where it's like anonymous, but it still tells you things that you both agree on. Yeah. I don't know. It's a cool idea. It just happens to be about sex. So, the last
Let's
app.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Commercial break. And we're back. the last app I want to talk to you about. Is this app called Send Me to Heaven. And this app has actually been in the news quite a lot.
Wait, I thought we were just talking about that sex app.
Oh! It's called Send Me to Heaven. And what's funny is when it very first came out, and this was like years ago, when it very first came out, it was only available on the Apple App Store, not Google, not for Android. Okay? it got about 100,000 downloads before it was pulled from the App Store. It's called Send Me to Heaven because what it does is it uses your phone's accelerometer to track how far your phone is thrown into the air. And the creator came out and said point blank, this is a direct quote. He said, I admit today, this is whenever he said the quote, I admit today that I made this app so I could destroy as many iPhones as possible.
That's awesome.
For him. And originally, like I said, it was only on the Apple Store because this guy had some personal vendetta against Apple. But since it was pulled, he made it available on the Google Play Store. listen to these stats. This is crazy. Just in China in 2017, and this was in March of 2017. So 3 months. So in 3 months in China, he had 490,000 sessions, he calls them, but times people played it on their phone. In China, he had 1,400 sessions in Iceland, and he had close to 750,000 sessions in the United States.
Whoa.
In 3 months, like 750,000, 750,000 people are throwing their phones in the air as high as you can. And the crazy thing is it tells you in meters. I have it downloaded right now. Do you want to watch me play it?
No.
Do you want to play it on my phone?
No,
I don't want you to play it on my phone. But it has a disclaimer. It says, I understand and agree that playing Send Me to Heaven is entirely at my own risk. and the author of Send Me to Heaven shall in no event be liable for any direct, indirect, incidental, consequential, or exemplary damages or injuries. And you agree to that, and then it gives you this picture here. Throw your phone as high as you can.
Oh, my goodness.
and so, here, I'll play it real quick. Just on your couch. No danger.
Oh, my gosh.
Give you, I saw your eyes go, and it says, result, 0.44 meters. And then you have an option to play again
or share your result. That's all this is
That's
for.
All it does.
It doesn't do anything else.
It just gets you to throw your phone as high as you can in the air. And like you said, he came out and admitted, yeah, I just made it so people would break their iPhones because I hate Apple.
That's so funny.
How nefarious. I love that. I love that idea. Like somebody hates that company so much that they make an app. They pretend to be on the person's side, right? Like, hey, Apple, I'm going to make this app for your app store. Like drive downloads and people to it. But all I'm doing is encouraging people to break your product.
But that brings up the question of how did they audit? Like, how does Apple audit whether a app meets a certain standard? Because to me, that means they didn't audit.
I mean,
it
was pulled eventually. Like, it didn't stay up the whole time.
How long was it up?
I didn't see that for the Apple. All I know is it came out. Let's see. Did I write that down? No, I didn't write that down. I'd have to look it up again. But it was pulled. It wasn't a long time. I remember that. It wasn't up for insane. Years and years. Like, they pulled it pretty quick.
That's insane.
So, we're going to end tonight's episode, though, with just talking about a short little video. Chris, do you want to bring this one to light?
Oh, it's the Alexa video?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's just this recent thing. I have, and you have one too, don't you, at your house?
Amazon
Echo.
We have a Dot.
Oh, you have the Dot. Yeah. So,
we got the light version.
Yeah. So there's this really cool thing, Amazon Echo. And it's an AI device in your house, basically. And the AI is called Alexa, and you trigger these commands like a Google Home or Siri, stuff like that, by saying her name. Anyways, in the news recently, and the crazy thing is what we're about to talk about is Amazon has admitted that this is happening.
And oh yeah, they owned up to it.
Yeah, thank you for owning up to it, Amazon. Thanks for being a good company who's not trying to hide this stuff in the background. But people started reporting, filming, posting that Alexa was just laughing randomly.
Yeah.
Like this maniacal kind of creepy laugh for no reason. Like just middle of the day, all of a sudden laughter. And is freaking people out. And people were saying, like, does it know I'm home alone? Does it, like, is it listening? And Amazon came out and they said, well, it could be a trigger word or something that sounds similar to this phrase or this phrase, so we're going to change that. But it actually brings up the thought of, like, how intelligent is Alexa, really? Where she can just kind of go rogue. Like, yeah. is that what's happening? And they're like, oh, she's learning. Or I don't know. I'm applying a lot of sci-fi movie stuff to
it. Well, it is scary to think about at a certain level, because those things, if you have an Amazon Echo in your home or the Google Home, right, or any of these products, they're always listening.
Technically, they're not always listening. They're triggered by saying something like, okay, Google or Alexa or Siri.
Yeah, sure. So at our house, we have to say, hey, Alexa. Mm-hmm. And as soon as she hears her name, and see, I'm using like a human pronoun too. She, right? It's not it. She. As soon as she hears her name, then she starts actively listening. But what's stopping what's stopping Amazon from programming in all these other passive cues that it listens for?
No idea.
It could be always actively listening, really.
And that's why I always say thank you when Alexa helps me with something.
When the robots take over the world, they will look at Chris Danger household and they will know, they will thank you for your humble attitude.
I hope so.
And your benevolent service.
Servitude. I hope they take pity on me, honestly. They don't grind me up into human.
They'll look at
slushies.
Your magnificent beard and they'll just say, man, we cannot grow that. Teach us your ways. Can I play the little clip and we'll kind of wrap things up after
that? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So here, check this out.
Alexa, replay.
I love the Paranormal Activity music in the background too.
Alexa, yeah. I love you.
Alexa, play The Last Sound.
This one's the worst.
Alexa, play The Last Sound.
Alexa, hello.
Okay.
Well, and we're going to post this video. You guys can watch it too.
We'll post that link in the description there.
One of the last parts of the video, and this is how big it is Jimmy Kimmel on his show is actually kind of like mocking this thing, and they have an Alexa device, and they obviously have someone who's on a microphone pretending to be Alexa. Yeah. It's way more complicated, but he's talking to her and he's like, you know, you're laughing. And she basically mocks humans and saying like, we're too gullible and easily destroyed. Just, yeah. And he's like, oh, cool. And then Guillermo takes it and it's like, he's like, get this out of here. But yeah, you know, the days in Terminator of Skynet are soon upon us. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, but. Who knows? So if you guys have if you have an Alexa, or what is it called? Amazon Echo. If you have an Amazon Echo at your home and you hear strange laughter, one person made a comment and said at 3 a.m.,
yeah,
his Echo was laughing over and over and over. Like, that I would pee my pants.
It makes me want to just go downstairs and unplug
mine. Just straight up turn it off.
Just be like, no thanks, yeah. Not interested.
And with that, the siren's coming in, telling us that it is time for us to hunker down and get ready for, apparently, the Amazon Echo apocalypse. So we're going to call it for here. As always, I have been Stat, and with me has been Chris Danger.
Woo!
And we will see you next time.
Adios, goodbye, farewell. Hey guys, this is Chris from Not a Drill Podcast. If you liked today's episode, consider checking us out on our social media accounts. Instagram at notadrill_podcast, Facebook at notadrillpodcast, Twitter at TINAD_podcast, Spotify, iTunes, and more to come. If you want a link to Statler's ASMR video, Alexa laughing, and future videos that we'll be posting, please add us on your social media. If you want to give us a flavor combo to try It So Delicious, go ahead and leave a comment for us at any one of our social media platforms, and we'll pick the one that we want to try the most. Remember, there's some crazy stuff out there, and this is definitely not a drill.